I'm Marshall Terry. Helene knocked out power to more than 1 million people in North Carolina, and repairs have been slower in rural towns. Buncombe County has solar panels on many of its buildings. You might think that that would have helped keep the lights on, but it didn't. Instead, portable solar systems have helped mountain communities reconnect. WFAE's Zachary Turner reports from Asheville.
Buncombe County has invested over $10 million in the past few years to install solar panels in many of its municipal buildings and most of Asheville City schools. Buncombe County Sustainability Officer Jeremiah Leroy said it was a lot of work.
We went from having zero solar projects to a whole bunch of solar projects in a real short order.
Those projects mean the county will rely a lot less on energy derived from burning fossil fuels, the primary cause of climate change. The county also expects big energy savings. A few days before Helene hit, Leroy had another benefit in mind. He said these schools could one day make natural community hubs after a storm.
Because they have large commercial kitchens, they have showers sometimes, locker rooms, big gymnasiums that could hold lots of people.
Helene knocked out power in parts of Asheville for over a week. Cell coverage remains spotty in some areas. This would have been the perfect time to tap into some free energy from the sun and power up a satellite hotspot. There's just one problem. Like most solar systems, none of Buncombe County's has battery power, which you need to generate solar energy during a blackout. Matt Abel is the executive director of the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association.
You know, you might think when you install solar that you have the ability to keep your lights on at any given time. And if you don't have, for example, a battery to go with that, that might not actually be the case.
Batteries store energy for later use instead of sending it to the grid. So instead of systems installed in schools and county offices providing power through the blackout, portable solar systems became a lifeline, especially for rural mountain communities. 2 weeks after Helene hit, William Hegard lifted a stack of small boxes from the back of a truck in Mars Hill, 30 minutes north of Asheville.
We just finished unloading a pallet of Lucy lights, which are these just inflatable solar lanterns.
He's the operations director for nonprofit Footprint Project. Footprint volunteers set up several sites in Buncombe County, including solar panels, batteries, and satellite internet hotspots. These renewable energy sources can provide a lot of power without much upkeep. But Hegard found pitching Buncombe and other emergency managers tough when they aren't accustomed to the technology.
Saying like, hey, we have a, I know you guys are really busy right now, but we have these mobile solar microgrids that could help, but you need to understand what a kilowatt hour is to effectively use them.
Instead, many counties rely on gas-fueled generators that require a reliable supply of diesel or propane. They're also noisy. Hegard said many emergency managers redirected the solar units to impromptu distribution centers run by local volunteers. At a school in northeast Buncombe County, cars filed into the parking lot to receive supplies. A fold-out solar array powered a satellite internet hotspot. Cell service took almost a week to return, but the school remained without power. Volunteer Bronte Robinson said the hotspot has helped them coordinate supply drops with other distribution centers.
We're trying to not, like, go to the same people with the same supplies, like, five different times.
Just down the road, Big Ivy Community Center is one of those hubs. Power had recently returned to the building, so a Footprint Project volunteer was recovering the nonprofit solar trailer. The trailer houses a 50 kilowatt hour battery bank, enough to power a home for a couple days. Solar panels on the trailer's roof charge the batteries while the sun's out. Sonia Smith lives just down the road. They sat near the trailer with their laptop out.
I did the FEMA application, and then I have a farm, and so my plan is just to get the USDA form and call them.
These portable solar systems have made a big difference for rural mountain communities after Helene, but it still takes time for groups like Footprint to reach them, and they can only reach as far as road conditions permit. As Western North Carolina rebuilds, mountain communities will have to decide what resources they want on hand to generate power next time the lights go out. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.
And Zachary joins me now. So why do many local governments, businesses, and homes that have solar panels not have batteries? That would help them store energy for use later or during blackouts, right?
It would, but in North Carolina, cities and counties are primarily installing solar panels to reduce their dependence on energy derived from fossil fuels and to save money. You don't need batteries for that. The goal hasn't been to use solar as an emergency source of energy. There are tax incentives and rebate programs geared toward installing solar systems, but financial incentives generally don't include the upfront costs of installing battery storage. Businesses and local governments have to weigh the cost of buying batteries against their not insignificant cost. But as global temperatures continue to rise and these storms worsen, that cost-benefit analysis might change.
I understand you recently visited a community that has invested in battery storage partly to provide energy during blackouts. How were they able to make that happen?
More people are combining solar with battery systems in places where hurricanes cause outages lasting months. Last year, I visited a small town in Puerto Rico called Adjuntas. Like many small towns in western North Carolina, Adjuntas is situated in the mountains with limited road access. I spoke with Jose Esteban Lopez Maldonado, who runs a farming school at his family farm there. Solar panels and battery storage system power the whole farm, which isn't connected to the grid. The classrooms where Esteban teaches farm education courses served as a community center in 2017 after Hurricane Maria made many roads impassable. Another big incentive is that even in good weather, he says people can't count on the grid to provide energy.
En Puerto Rico, el sistema de energía eléctrica, como
In
usted
Puerto
dice, pues
Rico, the
no es
electrical
para
energy
nada
system is not
confiable.
reliable at all. It's
Siempre
always
está ahí
failing, and many people have
y
decided
muchas
to change
personas
to renewable
han
energy,
decidido
such as solar
cambiarse a energía
panels.
renovable como placas solares.
By making the farm self-sufficient, the people of Adjuntas have a reliable source of food, shelter, and electricity after a storm. The rest of the town has similarly invested in solar and battery infrastructure. Areas starting to see more damaging storms due to climate change may be looking to places like Adjuntas for answers.
All right, Zachary, thank you.
Thanks.
WFAE's Zachary Turner. And WFAE's climate coverage is supported in part by grants from the Salamander Fund and Green South Foundation.